Welcome to Charlie Jane Speakers Radio. This is the show where we share speaking tips, tools, and resources to help you grow your public speaking business. Our goal at Charlie Jane is to get you, the speaker, on the platform in front of thousands of people so that you can teach and motivate your audience, enriching and empowering them to lead fulfilling lives. And now, here's your host, Wendy McNeil.
Hi there, it's Wendy McNeil with Charlie Jane Speakers, and thank you for listening in today to this podcast. Today I'm talking about reducing, reusing, and recycling. Find ways to repurpose your content. You could probably think back and look back in your files and find old presentations, older recordings, articles, and a lot more. And most of it really is probably still relevant. It's still helpful. It just needs to be rinsed off and reused. So pick at least three things to do with the content that you've chosen and whether you'd like to outsource the work. Audio, transcribe it, text, rewrite it. It's hard to really look at, it's hard to really look at and repurpose audio content. So get it into Word so you can rework it. You know, if it's already text, have someone rewrite it and edit it, organize it, modernize it, add to it, research it, whatever you think it needs. Second, blog and post about it. Okay? Have someone rewrite your content as a well-organized blog article or a website article, then share a short message about it on Facebook, and LinkedIn, pointing to your new article or post. Third, tweet the heck out of it. All right, split up the messages into like sound bites and schedule them to be published at intervals using like TweetDeck, Buffer, or Hootsuite. There's several of them out there that you could use, but break them up and just start tweeting. Number four, package a giveaway from it. All right, polish the original audio and add an intro and an outro audio clip so that it can be a free giveaway for joining your email list. If your content is an article, then a quick recording session with your smartphone could really create an audio file worth giving away. Number five, turn it into a Pinterest and Instagram quote. Make sure that you have the permission always to use the images, okay? Whether it's photos of, you know, yourself on stage or other images, photos you take are best followed by stock photos you purchase a license for. Then have quotes pulled from your transcription and used in these images. There are actually several places out on the internet now that you can find free images, royalty-free. So just do a simple Google search, but make sure that you do have permission to use them. Make sure to include your name and website address in small print as the credit for the quote. Outsource it. Take advantage of websites like Upwork, Fiverr, and other freelance websites, you know, or hire a virtual assistant service to work on your content with you. This is going to help tremendously. It's your content, so you know you really need to make full use of it. You don't have to do all the work yourself. You can have freelancers create slide decks, articles, and post images, videos, schedule posts. They can create book covers, edit and polish your work, and so much more, so that you can continue to get full use out of content that you've already created. So you don't want to just let it sit there and gather dust over time. You know, let's use that content and get it out there. The more content you have out there, you know, in many different formats, the more likely your target audience is to find you. This helps you grow your brand and grow your business. Some other tips, some other platforms that you can use your repurposed content are, you can create a Periscope with the materials, right? You can turn it into a YouTube video. That's a good one. Do a blab conversation on the topic. Create a podcast with it. You can even create an academy, all right? Make it into an online course. You know, you can use Udemy, Teachable. I mean, there's a lot of different platforms out there for you to use and make some residual income from it. This is somewhat more involved, but it can be worth it in terms of bringing in some steady monthly income. You need at least, I believe, a 30-minute course and about 60%, I think, of it being video content. So the easiest way to do it is screencasts over slides. Audio and video quality are important, so make sure that you sign up and go over the requirements or get assistance really to help you. Ebooks and self-published books have become quite popular and easy to publish. A ghostwriter or a copy editor can expand and neaten up your transcription. You know, split it into chapters, and you can, you know, you can get the content formatted for print, the cover designed, all sorts of stuff. So this also becomes residual income for you. And at the very least, someone can get you set up and give you guidance, you know, and you can add more content to it for a longer book. So that is it for this podcast. And thank you for listening in, and take care.